Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Jared Atkins, owner and master distiller of Bluebird Distilling in Phoenixville. He also works in collaboration with Philadelphia Brewing in Kensington, which is where they are having their Beer, Booze, and Booze event. Booze is spelled B-O-O-S for Halloween. Monday, October 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. And you are working together with Philadelphia Brewing. So you're in Phoenixville, but the event is in Kensington. What is Beer, Booze, and Booze?
So it's a funny name to start off first. It's kind of a tongue twister there. So Beer, Booze, and Booze is a collaboration between us, Bluebird Distilling, and Philadelphia Brewing Company to be able to work together and actually partner on an event and do something really fun for the Halloween season. So with that, we're actually going to be doing pairing some spirits with Halloween candies and actually pairing beers with Halloween candy as well. So from being from Bluebird, I can at least talk about the pairings, what we're going to do with the spirits.
So what goes with what? Let's get right into it.
Okay, so we have our vodka right here. We do it from rye, which is a very spicy, kind of very flavorful vodka, but very clean. So what goes perfectly with clean? York peppermint patties. You have the nice chocolate and mint mixed up with a clean vodka, kind of the perfect pairing, nice and refreshing. So next we have our four-grain bourbon, which is our flagship, and we're actually going to pair that with Snickers bars or Hershey Kisses. So the bourbon has tons of caramel, toffee, butterscotch going on. Basically, a Snickers just mimics all of that. You have the crunchiness, the chocolate, the toffee. They're meant to go together. Somebody was probably thinking of that when they made bourbon and Snickers. Next we have our rye whiskey. So this one we kind of switch it up a little bit. Rye is very spicy, so similar, you get the caramel and the toffee flavors, but you get a lot of spice and a lot of cherries come out of it. So what better than we thought would be something a little fruity, such as Twizzlers? So we have Twizzlers to kind of go with that rye, spicy, cherry flavor of the rye whiskey. And really, it's kind of a really cool combination there. We have our Juniper's Gin. Gin's very fruity. We distill it with lemon peel and orange peel. So we have Sour Patch Kids. You have all the different flavors going on in the Sour Patch Kids of your different fruits. It goes perfectly with the gin.
So what do the flavors taste like? If you take a sip, how do you do it? You take a sip of the drink, you take the candy, and then all the flavors come out?
Yep. So I like to do a sip, and then you kind of have your palate wet with that spirit on your tongue. And then you bite into the candy bar, and then you have the chocolate kind of swirling around, and then you take another sip. So kind of sip, bite, sip is my favorite way to do it. And you get the best combination, almost like cookies and milk, I feel like.
It really brings out the flavor of the alcohol?
It does.
Wow.
And it just plays on the certain notes of the alcohol.
Halloween spirits?
Halloween spirits. It is a funny play, because I didn't even think about that until we started talking about it today. But spirits are really just it's the vapor part of the ethanol that you really can't see. So there's kind of a little bit of spooky aspect to that as well.
Spooky Halloween spirits.
Yeah, it goes perfect with it.
Are you also doing beer pairings with candy?
So we're also doing beer pairings, and we're really excited about that. So Philadelphia Brewing Co., and just real quick, I'll give you some history here. Pennsylvania changed some laws about a year and a half ago that allowed breweries, distilleries, and wineries to all carry each other's products. So it really paved the way to be able to do collaborations and work together with other breweries and wineries and distilleries. So we've been working with Philadelphia Brewing Company, and actually we serve their products at our distillery, and they serve some of our spirits at their distillery. So it's a great way for us to go back and forth in a partnership.
At their brewery.
At their brewery, yeah.
All right, so what beers go with what candies?
So they have their Walt Whitt Hefeweizen. They're pairing that with Twix. So really you have the spicy Hefeweizen going with the caramel from the Twix, which I'm really excited about to try. I haven't got to try that yet. And then their Philadelphia Joe Porter, or their Philly Joe Porter, which is a coffee porter. And I heard they're doing that with Oreos. So I mean, that's two of my favorite. I love coffee and the porters. I think that'll go great with dunking the Oreos in that as well. And then Kensington, and they're pairing that with M&M's. So that'll be a really neat pairing to see kind of your really nice, light, crisp, refreshing beer being pulled with these like light chocolate and M&M notes. And then the last beer pairing is the Kenzer Lantern, which is Philadelphia Brewing's fall beer. I'm really excited about this. They're going to be pairing that with candy corn. And, I mean, that's pretty much the quintessential Halloween candy.
It is. But does anybody really like candy corn? Or is it just like you feel obligated because it's candy corn?
I was actually thinking about this today. I really do enjoy candy corn, but I don't know if it's because they're coming out with all kinds of different flavors besides candy corn. So have you seen any of these candy corns? They come out with like chocolate candy corn, like caramel candy corn.
If you could only see my face right now.
Some of them are actually rather good.
Really?
I like better than the original, but I do like the original.
We're going to go into a whole debate about how gross candy corn is.
If you're going to pair it with anything, pair it with a pumpkin beer. So the Kenzerlander is a dark pumpkin ale that almost tastes like liquid pumpkin pie. So candy corn, which is that just sweet Halloween taste. I don't even know how to describe what it actually tastes like. But it goes perfect with liquid pumpkin pie, I can tell you that much.
The obvious question is, how does the beer taste different when you eat the candy? How does the candy taste different when you drink the beer?
It's funny. I never thought of it like that. But I actually feel like the candy just really plays on the beer, because the beer is the overwhelming factor that you're drinking. So I feel like the candy kind of drowns out, but just adds a flavor to the beer in a good way. I mean, especially if you don't like candy corn, then it just adds a pleasant flavor to the beer and not the candy corn.
But, you know, there are people in this world, they're wrong, but they like candy corn.
Yeah, I like candy corn.
We'll talk later.
Sounds good.
What kind of thought goes into this? I mean, there's got to be a lot of candy tasting, I'm assuming.
There's lots of candy tasting. And that's probably the best part.
Candy sip.
Yeah, so I feel like every single season we always run into this. We've done it in the past with Girl Scout cookies. Now we're doing with candy. But it's kind of our favorite pastime is seeing what pairs with what. So sitting down and really trying different pieces of candy, different food with spirits, and kind of finding that perfect combination.
How does pairing Halloween candy differ from when you're trying to like figure out like a gourmet dinner? What goes with what alcohol goes with that?
That's actually a great question. So I really think you're just trying to display each note. So I feel like in a gourmet meal, you're trying to pair, if you're pairing wine or if you're pairing beer or spirits, you're really just trying to pull notes out that emphasize what you're drinking and kind of add to it. So I feel like this is the same with candy. If we're drinking something very sweet like bourbon or rye, we kind of want to add something sweet back into that and kind of be able to play on those notes. Or if we're drinking something very clean like vodka or gin, try to less flavors. We don't want to overwhelm it. We want those two lighter flavors to come together.
And it'll emphasize like the best part of the alcohol or what you want to be emphasized?
Yes. So like with the whiskey, we're pulling on the sweeter notes, and we know that from a barrel, whiskey gets vanilla, caramel, toffee. So that's just easy. That's actually really easy to pick out with candy because there's all those flavors going with it already. So we're just really reaching back in and pulling out those flavors.
And I'm assuming it'll change the taste of the alcohol if you do like a caramel or a vanilla something.
Yeah. I feel like if you take a different piece of chocolate, you're almost changing the spirit into like whatever flavor you want to make it into. So if you pick caramel, you're kind of adding this caramel emphasis onto it. If you just take a really deep, dark chocolate, you're kind of transforming that into a darker, noted whiskey. So I feel like it's almost a way to kind of express your whiskey and spirits in different angles.
It's fascinating the way the palate works, isn't it?
It really is.
You've done a lot of this. I can imagine that like being able to change the taste of your alcohol just by what you're eating.
Absolutely. And I think of myself as a purist where I love, you know, pure spirits the way it is. But it's really fun to just have some fun and kick back and try different things and see what you can do and make things taste different.
And what are you going to be doing on Halloween? You're going to have a lot of candy, I'm sure, at the distillery and the brewery.
We are. So I'll probably be at our distillery. We have an annual Halloween party at all the time anyway during our distillery. That's in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. But generally hanging out there, having a good time, eating lots of candy and drinking lots of booze.
What do you hope folks get out of the beer, booze, and booze event, BOOS?
I just think it's a nice way to really take a step into trying different spirits. And then you may not want to be able to, or you may not like to drink spirits straight, but having them with candy is just kind of an easier way to get into it. You're just taking a little sip. And even if you don't fully enjoy that sip, I feel bad saying that, you can really appreciate what taste you're tasting. And then you can appreciate how it combines with other foods or candy in this case. And just match it and have a really nice, enjoyable experience.
All right. The event is on Monday, October 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Philadelphia Brewing in Kensington. And it's pay as you go. So you can just come. You'll have candy out anyway, though.
Yeah, free candy and pay as you go with the booze, but it should be a good time.
This is the time of the year. Jared Adkins is the owner and master distiller at Bluebird Distilling in Phoenixville. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And happy Halloween.
You as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.